whoever walks in integrity walks securely. That's what we want for ourselves, for our family, as we're raising other people up in generations of our kids. Like, who are we as people? And that is a core value of ours. Number one is the name of the company, and that's because of a core value. Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode. Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. So I've been watching my buddy make a couple videos on this topic over the last couple of months. And, you know, I didn't want to tell this story because I thought maybe it would come off as like, I don't know, self-righteous. But maybe it'll bring some value to you guys. So a friend of mine and I did a very high dollar transaction, right? So he's a wealthy guy, really successful business guy, smart. And, you know, I emailed him and I said, hey, you know, I have this deal. Do you know anybody that might want to help fund it? It's a $2.5 million acquisition. I already have the exit contract on it for 5.6, right? So here's what I'm willing to offer. I'll pay 4% a month. It'll take 120 days, 4 months or so, 3 months or 4 months. Super hard money bridge, right? But we already have the back-end contracts. It seems like a no-brainer for anybody that wants to get into this space. If you have the cash sitting around, right? If you can stroke a $2.5 million check, then this is the type of deal you could get. And we had, I don't know, $57 million in closings on other projects. So we couldn't shift a lot of company money around because when you're getting underwritten by Freddie and Fannie, they want to make sure that your finances are stable. They don't want you moving around a bunch of cash. So it was important that we didn't use our own capital. That's why we went out looking for a partner. So anyway, we go through the transaction. Everything goes fine. It takes maybe 30 days longer than we expected, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, costs about another $90,000, right? The rate of return was like $33,33 a day. So super hard money loan, but we had so much meat on the bone, we didn't care, right? I mean, it was a great flip. We acquired the property from a bank. It was a private note that we had to acquire. Then we had to foreclose on the note, and then we had to sell it to a back-end buyer. But ridiculous deal, right, to do this type of flip. So anyway, we're keeping them updated as things are going, and we're saying, here's what's the delay, here's when the closing date is, this is when we want to go and get your money back. And anyway, we flew out. The goal was to go out, have a celebratory dinner, and bring a big check back to them, but closing got held up like 2 or 3 extra days. So, but we were together when we got some closing statements, and this is where it got interesting. So we get a payoff statement from their attorney. Right. So their attorney sends me a payoff and we look at it and I'm like, it looks light, but okay, you know, they're the ones who calculated it. So I guess it's fine. And then as we get closer to closing, I just sit down and I do back of the napkin math because, of course, the attorneys in the note made all this legalese where it was kind of hard to follow how much was supposed to get paid and when. They had like default balloon numbers and all this stuff. And I just said, look, this is what we agreed to, right? When I called them up and I said, this is how much I'm going to pay you. This is how much it relates to. And this is how many days we've had their money. It's very simple math. So I look at it. It's wrong. I reach out to my attorney. I say, hey, this doesn't look right. And he recalculates it. And he goes, no, you're right. That's not right. He's like, but, you know, it's from them. So it's up to you kind of what you want to do. We can just send it over and let them do the payoff. And my first reaction was like, ugh, like, well, now I have to find a different attorney to do these things in the future because, you know, clearly that's not aligned with our core values. And, you know, so he was like, well, it's not, no harm, no foul. Like, it wasn't your call. They sent the payoff. It's wrong. So just pay it. And, but we both knew it was wrong, right? Like, it wasn't the right number. So what we agreed to wasn't going to get paid off. And these guys have many other businesses, so it would have probably just fell through the cracks, right? Or they would have caught it later. And so regardless, what was happening was that the payoff that they issued was wrong. And, you know, so we were out to dinner and I said, hey guys, do the math with me, right? This is wrong. And they were like, yeah, that's wrong. So they had to fire their lawyer, right? Because he can't calculate simple interest. And then we had to end up firing our lawyer because core value-wise, it didn't line up with who we are. And, you know, so the name of our company obviously is Integrity Holdings Group. That is predicated from a scripture. So when people ask, like, how did you end up coming up with your name? Like, oh, did you just do that because you want people to know who you are? Like, are you trying to make people understand that you are filled with integrity? And I said, no, quite the opposite, actually. When we created our business, when we decided what our name was going to be, we went through all of these different core values of who we were, right? And we decided to say, well, this is the scripture that really resonates with me when it comes to the core value of ours, right? And it's Proverbs 10:9, and it says, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. And whether you're religious or not, I think that that proverb strikes deeply at the heart of corruption and integrity. And, you know, at the end of the day, even if you get away, quote unquote, with doing something, you'll get found out. Now, we believe that that means in eternity you'll be found out, but I love the first line, which is whoever walks in integrity walks securely. And that's what we want, right? For ourselves, for our family, as we're raising other people up in generations of our kids and stuff, like who are we as people? And that is a core value of ours. That's number one is the name of the company, and that's because of a core value. So when the attorney said, hey, you don't have to tell them, I was like, ah, oh, man, now you can't be our attorney anymore. So anyway, it ended up costing another $57,000 or so, right? Some ballpark between 50 and 70 grand for us to pay that off the way that we agreed to. So this is not like a humble brag or anything, right? This is, I think, something that should be valued across all business partnerships. And there's plenty of people out there that don't do the right thing, but there's plenty of people that really respect the level of trust that can be created through a certain level of integrity, right? So my buddy made a couple pieces of content on this, right? And, you know, sometimes in my boredom, I'll go read through the comments. And, you know, there's a couple of comments that were talking about like how altruistic it was. Like, well, it was really just because they wanted to build their brand and not because they wanted to do the right thing. The world will come up with a million different reasons why you do the right thing. At the end of the day, you have to be okay with your decisions. You have to be able to sleep at night. You have to answer to a higher power or creator if that's what you believe in. And at the end of the day, you only get one name. And that's what I said to the guy when we were walking home after dinner. He was like, well, look, you know, first, we really appreciate that. And it wasn't a big deal for either of us. I mean, in terms of the monetary consequence, it was inconsequential to either of us in the grand scheme of the deal, right? But it's the right thing to do. And that's where you start to build that trust. And, you know, he was just thanking me. And I said, no, of course, you know, you only get one name. And at the end of the day, that is true. You only get one name. You only get one opportunity to, you know, build your relationships, to build your trust. You know, there's great quotes out there about how it takes a lifetime to build trust and only, you know, a second to burn it all down to the ground. And if you take the long game, as most successful people do, they don't worry about the short-term financial gain. They worry about the long-term consequence of what it is that they're doing. And they act as such. So I encourage you to act as such. I encourage you to continue to take those types of thoughts into your business dealings because, you know, it's never worth it, right? It's never going to be worth it to take the shortcut or to take the easy way or to, you know, overcharge somebody even if they wouldn't know about it. So anyway, I hope this is encouraging to you guys. I think it's a funny story because it wasn't a big deal to us. It wasn't a big deal to him, but hopefully you can find some value in it. And, you know, if you guys are finding value from our channel, you know, we're talking about real estate a lot, we're talking about syndications a lot, funds a lot, but we always sprinkle in some of these fun stories about, you know, just kind of life and life consequence. And hopefully you're enjoying the channel. If so, click likes, click subscribe, share it with your friends, and we'll check you next time. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.